Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Massey Draw above the Denver Metroplex. Today, we're going to talk about something that has been on a lot of people's minds on my work trips the last couple weeks. 2 weeks ago, I was in Mexico, and one of the first questions that everybody asked me is what I thought about the Chinese effort to build an industrial plant in Mexico to get around NAFTA regulations and ship stuff into the United States. Last week, I was in Canada, the same question popped up. And I decided to turn on the television for 15 seconds for the first time in a year. And wow, it doesn't matter who you are, left, right, center, economics, socialists, whatever, whatever you're watching, this is a hot topic. It pleases me to say, as somebody who just looked at the data, it's a complete fabrication. China doesn't even make the top 10 list for foreign direct investment. That's investment into physical plant in Mexico. In fact, it doesn't even show up in government statistics. It's so low down the scale. And, you know, honestly, folks, let's be honest here, a little soul searching. This kind of stuff is really hard to hide. I mean, an industrial plant that's going to be big enough to process, even if it's just a stamp made in Mexico onto a previously made Chinese plant and ship it to the United States, that's not small, that's not quiet, that we don't have stealth fields, and there isn't a single facility doing this anywhere in the northern Mexican states, and then the infrastructure into the central Mexican states is insufficient for the task anyway. This is something that we have dreamed up ourselves in our post-truth environment that just happens to have taken on a life of its own. It reminds me a little bit about when everyone was panicking a couple of years ago about the Chinese purchasing farmland. And again, the Chinese weren't even in the top 10 list. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't foreign entities that are looking to do something like this. But it's not China. It's Canada. Canada is the number one owner of farmland in the United States outside of Americans. And it's the number one investor into Mexico after the United States. And yes, we should be concerned about Canada. They, with their rule of law and their politeness and their heavy coats. I mean, Canada, I'm watching you. Anyway, should things change? Should this become a real thing? Three things to keep in mind. Number one, NAFTA 2, which was renegotiated by Donald Trump in his first term, has very clear rule of origin laws, which says a certain percentage of goods have to be made in the NAFTA states. This hypothetical scenario where the Chinese are trying to get around that is already covered by U.S. law, and the U.S. already has tools within the NAFTA system to deal with it economically, politically, and to block the products should it become a problem. That authority already exists. In addition, the most likely person to take over trade policy in a second Trump term is Robert Lighthizer, who is the guy who wrote these clauses and negotiated NAFTA 2 in the first Trump situation. So I have no doubt that if there's any inkling that this is going to go down, that Lighthizer will take personal responsibility for this, and he is by far the most competent person who was on Trump 1 team, and if he accepts Trump's offer, he'll be the most competent and capable person on Trump 2's team. So put that to the side. Second concern, if something like this does go up, it will not be quiet. When the Chinese build industrial plant in third countries, they bring in their own workers, they house them on site, and then generally generates a lot of labor protests for the host country to deal with. And Mexico now has a healthier press environment than the United States does, and Mexican workers will not be shy, Mexican business leaders will not be shy about shining a light on something like this should it go down. Keep in mind that most of the business leaders in northern Mexico are relatively oligarchic, a little bit Elon Musk-y, and they really don't like it when things don't go their way, and they're not going to be quiet. So we have a really good alarm system built in should this happen. Third, and finally, the Chinese system is failing due to demographic collapse before you consider trade tensions, before you consider the possibility of a conflict in the world that would interrupt raw material supplies, energy supplies, or merchandise exports. We need to prepare for a post-Chinese world, which means here in North America, we need to roughly double the size of the industrial plant. And if the Chinese do decide to come in to build industrial plant in North America, think about what that means. They are spending some of their limited capital resources and technology and labor in order to help us get ready for a world without them. So even in the worst case scenario, where I'm completely wrong and this is about to happen at scale, the worst case scenario, still pretty good.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.